Here is a special reminder for our on-demand and podcast listeners. KFUO will be celebrating our worldwide ministry with Share-a-thon 2016, a three-day live event Thursday, April 21st through Saturday, April 23rd. Listen on our worldwide stream and on AM 850 KFUO in St. Louis. Join us and enjoy all the live fun, plus hear from some of your favorite on-air friends. Again, Share-a-thon 2016 is April 21st through April 23rd. If you can't listen live during our 3 days of Share-a-thon, remember you can support us online anytime at KFUO.org. Just click a Give Now button on our website, or you can email us and ask us about other giving options. Email gifts at KFUO.org. It's KFUO supporters like you who make these worldwide online programs possible. Please prayerfully consider supporting KFUO today. And thank you for listening and supporting KFUO.
You're listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. It is Tuesday, April 12th. Joining me by phone this morning, the Reverend Jeffrey Dock. He's pastor at Trinity Lutheran Church in Louisiana, Missouri, and Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Bowling Green, Missouri, and president of Options for Women. Good morning, Pastor Dock.
Good morning, Andy.
Glad to have you with us this morning, and love to hear about what's going on in Northeast Missouri. Tell us a little bit about the communities where you serve: Louisiana, Missouri, Bowling Green, Missouri, Northeast Missouri.
Yeah, so we're a little north of St. Louis, Bowling Green, probably about an hour. And if you know the right routes, Louisiana, probably about an hour or two. Just two small towns, both about 3,000 people, out in really, in a lot of ways, the middle of nowhere, surrounded by a lot of fields and farms.
But a really beautiful place. I've made a trip or two to that part of Missouri just to enjoy the scenery, a nice drive. You can take drives along the river and enjoy the beautiful scenery and some really neat artisan and craftsmen in that part of the state as well.
Yeah, there really is. A lot of good antiques. A lot of Louisiana, where I live, is known as the home of 27 murals just randomly painted on buildings around, and yeah, right along the Mississippi River, which can be really beautiful when the weather is nice, and really, really cold and rainy when it's not.
How is it there today?
It looks to be good. We did have a frost warning last night, which is crazy for April, but it's warming up nicely.
Absolutely. Well, tell us about Options for Women, an organization, a resource center in Northeast Missouri.
Yeah, so Options for Women is going to be a crisis pregnancy center or a pregnancy resource center. We kind of use those terms interchangeably, which has been a little over a year in the planning now, and we're looking at officially opening our doors on May 2nd, so about 3 weeks from now. So we're really excited about it.
Where did the idea for Options for Women begin?
So really, it all began with a challenge by a Catholic priest. Our county has a very active pro-life group that's involved in numerous activities over the years. And at a prayer vigil that we recently held in January, which we do every year around the Roe vs. Wade anniversary, at that prayer vigil, our local Catholic priest challenged us to start a crisis pregnancy center. And some of those listening took that challenge to heart. And so we formed a steering committee. We talked with other pregnancy resource centers. We started fundraising. It just sort of took off from there.
And about a year or so in the planning and now ready to open in May. What do you anticipate with that opening? What will you be offering at Options for Women?
So the goal of Options for Women is pretty simple. It's to save human lives from abortion. Our overall commitment is to offer a hope and compassionate care to both mothers and fathers facing unexpected pregnancies, and we'll do that for providing a physical, emotional, and spiritual support to them. In a phrase we often throw around among ourselves, we really desire to take the crisis out of a crisis pregnancy. We never want a woman to feel like getting an abortion is her only choice, and we hope to be able to provide her with the resources and support to make life-affirming decisions for herself and her child. So when we open up in May, which, man, that's coming up fast here, we're going to be set up to offer pregnancy testing, confidential counseling with the women from trained counselors, first trimester ultrasound, and then from there, referrals for medical help, adoption resources if they want to select the parents for their children, parenting classes if they desire to keep the child, and just kind of go through the process of learning what makes a good parent and how to best parent their child. And then for those who have had an abortion, post-abortion counseling and support.
Tell me about the people that have worked together to bring this about.
Yeah, so let's see. This really all started back in January of last year. And from there, we formed a board of directors, and they elected me for president for absolutely no reason I can figure out. And it's really a great board of directors. We've got we got two doctors, we got a Lutheran pastor, we got a Baptist pastor, we've got a priest, we had an attorney who was instrumental in helping us set up. It's really actually like the opening of a joke if we were just all walking to a bar. It's really a great group, and so that's been our board. There are 14 of us in the core board, and then we've just had so much support from the community. I mean, really amazing considering how small a community Bowling Green is where we're starting. Really, all of Pike County is only, I think, about 16,000 people. But there's just been such a wellspring of support from local churches and local individuals, and really our goal is to serve much more than our own county, but really all the counties around us. Because if you look at it, you have Thrive down in St. Louis, and then for all I know of, up until the Iowa border, you don't have another crisis pregnancy center. So we hope to be able to serve a much wider area than just, you know, the city we're in.
Why is it important to offer these options for women in Bowling Green and in Pike County?
You know, there just aren't a lot of resources out here in rural areas. I heard from people I know around here who run into women who want to keep their children, who are pregnant, they want the babies, but they just lack, or at least they think they lack, the means and resources to do so. There's nowhere to deliver a child in Pike County. It's at least a 40-minute drive for that. And we won't be delivering children, obviously, but we want to help provide them the resources they need in order to be able to bring these child to term and bring them into this world and to help them in any way that we can to do that.
And you mentioned that the community has been supportive. Do you anticipate that that will continue to be the case as you open in May and carry on from there?
I certainly hope so. And I see no reason for them to pull out on us now. As I said, they've been a great support. They really have.
What will you need to continue to, as you open, you've had a lot of support getting ready for this and a lot of volunteers to help make this happen. What will it take to sustain this operation?
Yes, well, donations are a big thing. All services at Options for Women will be offered free of charge. So we obviously don't want to charge our clients. So that'll all come through donation. And then really, we're just looking for volunteers. I mean, we have such a wide variety of roles that people can volunteer in. Everything from, actual counseling and one-on-one work with the clients to just helping with upkeep of the center to keeping us in their prayers to just baking cookies for the staff that we have, the whole nine yards.
How often will Options for Women be open? Will it every week or a couple of times a month?
Yeah, I don't think we've set exact hours yet. We need to do that. But, I mean, we're anticipating to be open full-time, at least 8 hours a day, Monday through Friday, with maybe, as there's need, evening hours thrown in there somewhere. So
wow.
We can find it more easy to get to us.
Well, that's great. Why is it important to be able to cooperate and work with others in the community outside of our own church, body, who also have a great respect for life?
Well, I mean, at least out here, and I don't know, maybe in the city too, no one church could possibly do this alone. I mean, none of us have the resources. And so the great thing about this crisis pregnancy center has been, personally, it's led me to become much more involved in the lives and to work with many Christians of varying denominations outside of my own Lutheran denomination. But then also just, it's really, if there's an issue that unites an awful lot of churches and an awful lot of Christians around here, it's desire to help end abortions where we can and to help women who really are in need to, as I said, make life-affirming decisions and to be able to help them in whatever way they're needed, whether that's getting out of abusive relationships, whether that's helping them to be able to bring their children in this world, whether it's just providing an ear to listen to them and to walk them through what they're going through.
Any plans for the opening or other ways that that others in the community can find out more, get involved with Options for Women?
Yeah, so we're in the midst now of gearing up for one of our two major fundraisers, our second annual Walk for Life and Barbecue, which we'll be having on May 7th. That's Mother's Day weekend. So I'm currently badgering my friends and family to sponsor my family as we walk in that. But those interested in our center can check out our supporter website, which is at www.supportlife573.com, supportlife573.com. And from there, they'll find out more about us. You can read about the services we'll be offering. You can find out ways to donate or volunteer. And if they want, they can click on the Walk for Life banner to find out information on that, including how they can either attend. We've got a great barbecue lined up and some other fun kids activities, like a bouse house and face painting and all that stuff. That day, it's at the Bowling Green City Park. If they want to travel up along US 61 a little north and come and join us, or if they just want to sponsor walkers for that walk as we work to raise a goal of $20,000 this year, they can do that from there too.
That's great. Supportlife573.com, is that right?
Yep.
All right, check it out. You can find out more about Options for Women, the upcoming Walk for Life and Barbecue, and that's on Mother's Day weekend, is that right?
Yep, Saturday, May 7th, from 10 to 12 is our official time, but we usually go a little over with activities and stuff, but 10 to noon is the official time.
How far are you walking?
That's an interesting question. I'll be walking with my wife and three children, one of whom is just two. So as far as we can make it with them walking themselves, and then as far as we can make it carrying them at some point, I imagine.
Time to get out the stroller, huh?
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, great. Glad to hear that the whole family's involved, and I hope that the community will come out and be a part of that as well and support this new resource, Options for Women in Bowling Green, Missouri. And glad to hear that the community has been so supportive along the way in the preparations getting ready for this. Again, the website, supportlife573.com. We'll provide a link with that on our website with the archive of today's audio as well, so folks can check it out. The second annual Walk for Life coming up Saturday, May 7th. You can join Pastor Doc and his family as they're walking to help raise support for Options for Women. Pastor Doc, thanks for all your work and for sharing this with us this morning. It was great to talk with you.
Thank you, Andy. Thanks for having me on. It was a pleasure to be here.
Absolutely. God's blessings. Coming up in just a little bit, our study of the daily New Testament reading. Today, we'll head to Aurora, South Dakota, White, South Dakota. We'll study with Pastor David Kniefelkamp from Zion Lutheran Church in White, South Dakota, and First English Lutheran Church in Aurora, South Dakota. We'll take a look at Luke chapter 7, verses 18 through 35. That's our daily New Testament reading today. And it's Tuesday. We have sacred music after that and morning prayer all on the way. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news for over 90 years. Don't forget Share-a-thon 2016 coming up April 21st through the 23rd.